Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This week, it's all about football's biggest stage.
E-L-G-F-E-S!
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen. Online at warrenallen.com.
Super Week with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Let's go, Bird!
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
I just found out Faye Vincent was still alive.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
He died.
Right as we were going on air, I looked up and I saw Faye Vincent, and then like the, they had the 1936, 2025. And I turned and my first thought was, Faye Vincent was alive?
I have a very serious sports question.
Oh, we do. Look, coming in hot right now. Sports.
It's not very hot, but I am coming in.
All right, well, go.
Well, Faye Vincent died.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he was still alive.
Nor did I.
So then I asked you, I said, hey, Bud Selig, alive or dead?
I thought dead.
Not dead.
Not dead.
He's alive.
He's 90. He looks dead.
Yeah.
Still alive.
So the question I would like to pose is, are there more living former U.S. presidents or more living former major U.S. sports commissioners?
Well, I do feel like the commissioners, like you said, they stick around forever.
Well, I don't remember an NFL commissioner not named Gary Bettman.
You mean NHL commissioner?
Or what did I say?
You said NFL.
Yeah, NHL. Sorry.
I don't either. Gary Bettman's been there forever.
Yeah. And I assume he's still alive, although yes, he may be dead, and is still the commissioner.
He's still the commissioner.
I don't know.
And everyone hates him. He's 72.
Okay, so he's still in there.
He's still in
there. I can't even tell you another NHL commissioner. Before Manfred, it was Selig, and he's alive.
Yeah.
But before Selig, Faye Vincent just died.
Yeah, he just died. Although, I would have buried him. If you would have asked me Faye Vincent and Bud Selig, that would have been a double dead for me.
Who was the NFL guy before Goodell? Tagliabue.
Wait.
It wasn't Tagliabue.
Wasn't it?
Was it Rozelle?
No, Rozelle
was before
Tagliabue.
Oh, shoot. Hold on.
I'm pretty sure that it was Rozelle. Not
Rozelle.
I'm sorry, Tagliabue.
It was
Paul Tagliabue.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Who is dead, right?
I think he's dead. Rozelle's dead.
Yes, Rozelle's dead.
Very dead. Yeah, yes. He died in 1996.
Yeah, he's super dead.
Okay, Paul Tagliabue, I think, is dead.
Yes.
So Roger Goodell took over for Paul Tagliabue.
I believe so. I think he was one of Tagliabue's right-hand guys.
Yeah. He was an intern.
Yes.
Originally.
And then kind of worked his way.
Okay, Tagliabue is alive.
Get right the hell out of town.
Yeah, he's only 84.
No.
Yeah. So now again, we have two living.
I would have guaranteed you that he was dead. I swear, I think we eulogized him on the program.
We probably did.
Well, that is what we do. No, sorry. Hey, by the way.
So we have two.
Jim Thorpe was the NFL commissioner? Who had that?
Dead.
Yeah, super dead. Yes, very much dead.
So Jimmy Carter's dead. So we have G-Dub, Barack, Trump. Does he count because he's back in office?
Yeah, he was former.
Because he was a former. Okay.
He's both.
And then we have Clinton and we have
because the other Bush,
Biden.
The other Bush died, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, he's
dead. So we have five living former U.S. presidents.
Yes.
Am I missing anyone in there?
I don't believe so.
Is FDR still alive somewhere?
No. Well, according, like Kennedy may be alive according to some, you know, January 6thers.
Okay. So.
I can't believe Paul Tagliabue's still alive.
So Manfred, Selig, Fay, Giamani, Peter Ubra. I mean, they're all dead.
They're all dead.
Except yes. for Manfred. Okay. So we've covered every sport.
I believe so.
Except for who was before Tagli. Oh, no, we covered that. Who was before Bettman?
Who was before Bettman? Because Bettman's been there forever. I gotta look it up. Gil Stein, who, by the way, stepped down in 93. So Gil Stein's got to be dead. There's no way that Gil Stein's still alive. Because everyone takes over the commissioner when they're already old.
Here's Gil Stein. Yeah, very dead.
Died in
2022.
Yeah, super dead.
So there are more living U.S. presidents than major sport commissioners.
Makes sense.
I would like to report that to you right out of the gate today
why,
on the show.
Why would you
Thank
ever?
You. Unless we're missing someone.
Why would you ever give up that job? Because once you're a commissioner.
Well, you get turfed.
Well, but it doesn't really happen that much because really, here's the thing about commissioners. We can sit here and bitch and moan and complain about them, and certainly people do. Welcome to the world of the NHL. I'm wearing my Red Wing shirt today. Everyone hates Gary Bettman. But the commissioners don't really have any authority. The commissioners, all they do is they're just the face of the owners. So instead of hating all the owners, you just hate the commissioner. So as long as you kiss the ass of the 30 or 32 owners and do what they want, then you really don't get in any sort of trouble. Like, how many times do we hear people, you know, railing on Goodell or, you know, and whatever, and that he's, you know, he has no real authority and that the league is, you know, it's a PR nightmare, but it doesn't really matter.
Well, it does.
He just kisses the ass of the owners.
Yeah, but it does matter if you fall out of the good graces of the owners. Ultimately, that is what happened with Bud Selig.
Yes.
They forced him out.
Yes. But my point is, it does not happen very often. Trust me. Like, as far as bad commissioners go, Gary Bettman is one of the worst, and he's been there since 93.
Hey, just make the owners money.
Exactly.
So, do you know who the NBA commissioner was before David Stern? He's the guy who preceded Adam Silver.
Because Stern came along in the 80s, am I right? Because he's the one that oversaw...
1984.
Yeah.
By the way, he's dead. For those that don't know, David Stern died.
Yeah. Yes, I do remember that. Would I know him?
Yeah, you know the name.
I'll know the name. Why would I know the name? Is he a...
Because it is... if I tell you why, you'll...
Then I will know.
It'll give it away. But
so something's named after him.
Correct. It's Larry O'Brien.
Oh, well, the trophy...
Of the famous Larry O'Brien trophy.
You know what? I can't say that I knew... I knew it was the Larry O'Brien trophy. I didn't know where... That came from.
Larry O'Brien died in 1990.
Oh.
I don't even know if Will was alive in 1990. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a 97
Will Ordner.
Will Ordner.
In for Buckley.
For some reason, he decided to take his birthday off.
Yeah, very controversial. Can a grown man take his own birthday off for no reason? Because I pressed him on this, and I said, listen, you know, it's one thing if you're going out, you know, like going on a vacation. The wife's taking you somewhere or whatever. He's not doing anything.
No, he's just home.
He's not home. He was out hitting golf balls, which I think to him is a joy and a treat.
Yeah, probably.
Being away from his kids for an hour.
Yeah.
But...
There's no trip. There's no nothing.
Can you do that?
Well, look, he's still putting together a birthday list for his parents that get him presents. Look, Buck comes from, which don't even get me started on how weird that is.
Excuse me? He's doing what?
Buck comes from...
His dad asked him what he wants for his birthday.
Yeah, and Buck puts together a birthday list like he's 12. And that happens.
He's a privileged young man.
And that's the thing. I think the difference is that we don't come from high-end white privilege like Buckley. Yeah. And I think when you are in that world, the rules don't apply. He's doing his own thing.
Well, take a day. If you need a day, take a day.
Take a day.
It's just, in my world, that's always been, it's like, why, your birthday? Really? Yeah, like, guys don't really care about that.
No.
But apparently Buckley does.
Yeah. He's not the only one at the station. There's another.
Who else did that?
Well, Schultz is taking it off.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's taking his birthday off, too.
Where is he going? He doesn't work here full time.
He had a day that he was going to have. I don't know if he's going somewhere, but I do know he has the day off on his birthday.
Mm. Well, look. What's happening?
Nothing, don't worry about it.
Sorry, I thought. Well.
Keep broadcasting.
Okay. Strange things were afoot. I just find it odd that, in general, that your birthday, after a certain point, and I'm going to say, Will, how old are you?
I'm 27, and no, I would not take my birthday off. Yeah, this year.
I feel like 25 to 27 is about the time where your birthday, as a man, kind of stops mattering. And when someone asks you what you want for your birthday, the correct answer is to be left alone, don't spend any money, and maybe I go drinking. Like, that's kind of the end of it. Or if you're doing you want a golf trip or something like that, that's just, again, just an excuse for us all to gather and, again, do something fun and drink. But to actually take the day off and then celebrate you, I think Buck missed that by about 15 years because he's 40, right?
Buck's 40, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Today.
That's too much.
Happy birthday to Ryan Buckley, our producer, who's not here.
It's my birthday today. I'm at work. I'm 35. Yes, because you're a grown man.
That's right.
And I'm assuming at 35 you did not give your father a list of things that you want for your birthday.
I have breaking news.
What do you got?
It's pretty intense.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
No, but let's do it anyways.
Peter Ueberroth is alive.
What? Again, super dead.
Really? He has not died.
How old is he?
According to Wikipedia, he's 87.
Huh. Again, never would have guessed it.
So we have three former living major U.S. sports commissioners. That's still fewer than living presidents.
Still hanging around. Well, we were talking about this the other day. I don't pay much attention to the old Mormon church leadership. It's been a decade or two. But I recently, it came across my timeline, and I found out that the head honcho is 100 years old.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Does that surprise you?
Well...
Why would that surprise...
100?
What, do you think he was like some 40-year-old upstart?
Well, I didn't know who
it
was.
Come on, dude. It's the church.
I didn't know who it was. So I looked it up, and I was like, oh, I kind of remember that guy. I'm like, he's still around? He's 100. And then I thought to myself, oh, I wonder who'll be the next guy. That dude's 94. And then I was like, who's next in line? He's 91. I was like, oh, my God. Combined leadership is like 300 years old.
Can I
was
I
like,
tell you
wow.
Something?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
This is going to be a hot prediction.
Yeah.
When all three of those guys croak,
yeah.
You know how old the next guy's going to be who takes over?
Probably 90.
Probably 90.
Thank
you. Thank you very much. That's a hot take. I know. Thank you. Thank you, Will. Thank you, everybody.
It caught me off guard that you're like 90 years old and you're in charge of things. At least these commissioners are, you know, I don't know. They're not in charge of anything. What's Peter Ueberroth doing right now?
Yeah, I don't know. But he's 87.
Yeah.
Younger than your church leader.
Yes. And he was in charge of the Los Angeles Olympic Committee as well. He's lived a robust life.
So that dude that runs your church?
Yeah.
He hung out with Joseph Smith then, huh?
Apparently. He's like 1,000 years old. He's like Methuselah. And by the way, he looks it too.
He's probably wise.
I would assume so.
I can't imagine what he thinks.
Eats a lot of applesauce.
Well, you don't think a 100-year-old old white guy has his finger on the pulse?
Jesus. Well, we press on.
So we press on, and I'm sorry to everyone that we killed off. Because I feel like we killed off a bunch of people.
Well, we killed off Ueberroth. We didn't even look him up.
No.
We didn't even give him the give him the, what would be the word? Like,
I don't know, the right to
the
even.
The courtesy.
Yeah, the courtesy.
Of even checking if he was alive.
At least we Googled some of the others.
Yeah. Not him.
We Googled that Gil Stein guy, but we didn't Google Peter Ueberroth.
What was he the commissioner of again?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Baseball?
Mm-hmm. He was before, let's see, he would have come before Selig, right?
Yeah.
Well, Manfred's going to live forever because he's going to, or he's going to be around forever, I should say, because he's going to be done at the end of this contract, and he's not that old. Oh, wait.
No, no, no. So it was Manfred, Selig, Faye, Vincent. Vincent was there for a very short time. He was just the guy that stepped in. Giamatti, and then Ubera.
Oh, so
that's why we had him dead.
Okay, is because so many.
The two guys before that came after him are dead. God, what a champ.
Go figure. By the way, he was a handsome man back in the day.
Do I need to look up Bowie Kuhn? Do I need to double check?
I think we're safe. I think we're safe on that one.
How do you know?
I believe so. Why? Well, he's like 111.
Well,
when did he die?
2007.
Oh, I was going to say like 1994. He made it longer than I thought.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Ah.
Well, Buck will be back tomorrow. You want me to read you his day? I was going to. I forgot about this.
He's got a day?
Yeah. Well, he sent me a text.
Rupp's his day planner.
What? Buck's, he's got his day planned out?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Holy Buckley. Right, I'm going to reserve judgment.
Okay. 6:30 to 8:30. Wake up. Hang out with kids.
All right.
Okay. 9 o'clock, take big boy to daycare. 9:30 to noon, hang out with little boy. Noon, grandma comes to hang with little boy, starts making a prime rib dinner. Noon to 4, work out and hit golf balls. That's where he is right now. 4, pick up big boy. 5:30, dinner with fam, more of this.
So that's his day. He took off?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, well, wouldn't being on the show be better than that?
Yeah. No offense.
But... no offense to your stupid kids, but... that would be for me.
Yeah.
And he said debatable, but no.
Yeah. Well, I guess go Buckley. Look, we all know it's only a matter of time before his wife tells him he doesn't have to work anymore and then he just becomes a house husband. He was for a while. And by the way, I'm very jealous of that. For like 2 years, Buck was a made man. He was a house husband, which I don't care what anyone says. Dude, that's the sweetest gig in the world. Like, give me all this about raising kids being the hardest job. Sorry. Incorrect. As a wiser man than me once said, any job you can do in your pajamas is not the hardest job in the world. It's fantastic. Mm. You got DVDs, you got iPads, got Bluey to keep everyone, entertained. Stop it. You're not on a real schedule.
You ready to start? You ready to do some sporting?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
What are you drinking?
That's an energy drink.
Coors Light?
I wish. And now, you know I don't drink Coors Light. Stop that.
All right.
I'm offended. Whenever I go somewhere
for Coors Light?
and I order a Coors and they bring me a Coors Light, that's not what I asked for. It's a big rub of mine. Again, if I ordered a Coke and you brought me a Diet Coke, I wouldn't be like, oh, it's the same thing. Get the hell out of here. If I wanted a Coors Light, I'd order a Coors Light, but that would never happen.
Sorry, you keep getting rubbed.
Okay, Boomer. Am I right?
Nice, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the young Coors okay, Boomer. Light. You sound like an old man.
The mountains are blue, man.
Dude, get the hell out of here with
that. I don't think, I bet you. Before you even mention that, I bet you that Will didn't even know what a Coors was.
Coors Banquet? Come on now.
Oh, okay. All right, just checking.
Come on, dude.
All right, I'm just checking.
Come on.
All right.
I still prefer the light.
Of course you do.
But I'm just drinking water because I'm healthy.
You are healthy. Not me, I have a massive caffeine addiction, so there you go.
Same.
Guys, it happened. It stunned all of us. Markieff Morris has been traded.
Couldn't believe it. Good rock chalk.
Back to the Lakers. All right, we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Super Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at warrenallen.com.
On 1080, The Fan.
You know, here's another Buckley conspiracy theory here. He is maybe using his 40th birthday as a guise for why he is off. You know, tonight's media night at the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Maybe he's doing bits.
Wouldn't that be something?
For our show.
There's no way his wife would let him go to New Orleans.
Yeah.
No.
Probably not.
No.
Kids are more important.
That dude's on a tight leash, let's be honest.
All right, well, it happened overnight.
It's kind of unbelievable.
When was this? Sunday?
This was...
Did we wake up to this Sunday? Or Saturday?
It was Saturday night, right around 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So when we woke up Sunday...
Yes.
Let's play the new fun game of how you all heard about it, mm-hmm. because I heard about it by someone saying, and I think it might have been a social media thing, or it might have been on TV, but I think it was on social media, someone saying, can you believe we woke up on Sunday morning to a Luka trade? And I was like, wait, is he serious?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yes.
What?
That was mine.
And so then I went to Sochmeads, and of course I found out that Luka Doncic was indeed traded.
Yeah. I just assumed it was a stupid, you know.
Ball sack?
Like a ball sack sort of thing. And then when I saw that he was dealt to the Lakers, my first thought was, dude, what could they possibly give up to get Luka? And how many teams are involved?
And Bronny's got to be involved, right?
You would
think. That's probably the piece.
I mean, LA was like, whoa,
Bronny?
And then when I actually saw the deal, I must have sat there for probably 15 minutes and was like, no. And then I bet you I read about 8 different articles waiting for some sort of
strong no,
like logical path to how this happened.
Yeah.
Because
there isn't one, is there?
There isn't one.
That's the best part of this.
No, like I've watched enough Dateline and like crime shows. I always enjoy these things, and it's never any sort of grand conspiracy, right? When the wife dies, it's the husband, right? There's always the husband always has an affair, right? There's always a mistress. There's never any sort of great, weird grand conspiracy. And so it's like, clearly there is something here that you're going to look at and be like, okay, this is why it happened. It does appear that there was just 2 GMs that have been friends from Nike days from 20 years ago that just got together and seemingly gave the Lakers one of the 3 best players in the NBA. Like, there's no rational logic behind
this. Is. Of course there is. I mean, there's always, and just like you said, there is, it's never going to be.
Yeah, one guy thought Luka was a bitch.
Look, here's the fun thing. The fun thing is, a blockbuster trade went down that no one saw coming. It sounds like the entire league, although I cannot be convinced that LeBron did not know that was coming.
According to him.
Yeah, well, he's full of crap.
Yeah.
Surely Rob Pelinka ran it by LeBron that he was going to dump Anthony Davis for Luka. Now, I'm sure LeBron was like, yeah, that's great.
Oh.
But I would imagine Pelinka told him to keep his trap shut.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't be convinced LeBron didn't at least have some sort of heads up. He may not have known that it was going down right then, but he knew something was good. There's no way they left him in the dark. Anyway, that's beside the point. The fun part about this is no one really knows why, because Nico Harrison can't say why. And so now what that does, as you well know, is it just opens the door to conspiracy theories right and left. And I got to tell you, I'm here for it. I'm here for all of them.
But ultimately,
It's going to be a pretty simple thing that they will never admit to. And it is probably that, one, you alluded to Luka just being a pain in the ass and they didn't want to deal with him anymore. That's probably part of it. It certainly sounds, there was some smoke on that years ago.
They have forced out basically anyone that Luka liked in that organization. The last couple of years, they have gotten rid of, from strength conditioning coaches to trainers. They have, and Luke even said it. He goes, they get rid of everyone I like.
The only way this makes some sense, and it does tie into what you just said that he said, is that they knew he was going to walk. That's the only way.
But everything else you read,
yeah, but
is
again,
that Luka,
okay,
cried so, when he found out he had just bought a $15 million house in Dallas, and that there was no, and by the way, it was the only, he cost himself $100 million with this.
Yeah.
The only place he could sign a Supermax deal was in Dallas. In fact, it seems like 2 things. One, Dallas thought he was soft. They were pissy with him because they didn't think he was that dedicated, and they didn't want, the owners cheap and didn't want to give him a Supermax deal.
Yeah, but I think Nico Harrison's a smart guy.
And there's,
yes, I do. And I don't think,
because I don't.
And I don't think that he would have done this based just on that.
Well,
the only way they do, come on, we know, come on. The only way a player like Luka Doncic is traded in this situation at the age of 25 for a guy who's 31 and injury prone is if they are placing a bet that they can't keep him. That's the only way.
Okay, but then
Luka's probably full of crap.
And even if you buy
it's
that,
PR.
I want you to realize that 34-year-old Kevin Durant got Cam Johnson, Zaire Williams, two firsts from Phoenix, the New York Knicks first, Milwaukee's first, another first from Phoenix, New York's first, two Phoenix pick swaps, three more Phoenix first, a Brooklyn second, two Milwaukee seconds, and a Dallas second. At 34 years old, coming off Achilles injuries, Luka, who's just a little heavy at times, got Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and one first?
Well, here's the other thing. So that leads you to, I'm going to go down the conspiracy theory road. That leads you to believe that Luka was like, dude, you have pissed me off. They don't like Luka. He wanted out of there, and the only place he wanted to go was the Lakers, and he said, we can do this the hard way, or we can do it the easy way. And the easy way is you call up the Lakers, and you make a move, and at least you get something for me, or else, you know, because here's the thing. Michael Rosenberg, he's a writer for Sports Illustrated. He said this today, and he's exactly right. He said, the problem with stars in the NBA is that they need you need them more than they need you, and they know it.
Yeah.
And Luka knows this, and so the franchise rarely has any control over a star, and that's why you see trades like this, is because the stars, they make demands. Now, it's not going to get out. It didn't get out, or at least it hasn't gotten out. But there's got to be something that explains. A smart GM, and I do think he's a smart GM. He's a very, very well-respected guy before this trade, Nico Harrison. He's the guy that brought in Kyrie. He got him to the finals. I mean, he's done a good job there. There has to be a logical explanation. And if there's not, he needs to be fired tomorrow. But we'll never know, because in the NBA, you're never going to get the true story. I would imagine Luka is playing this, oh, woe is me card, because he wants to look good PR-wise. But ultimately, obviously, it soured between the two of them. There's no question about that, right?
No. Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah, because
the question is just what happened, and I'm guessing that's closer to it than not.
All I can go by is what I read, and it sounds like they didn't like his dedication. They didn't like that he got heavy, right? And yet, he still... The second or third best player in the league, he took you to the NBA Finals last year, and yes, he's dealing with a calf issue again. So basically, you're just saying you're punting on a 25-year-old MVP, one of the three best players in the league, because you don't like his dedication, and you're trading it for a 31-year-old guy who you don't like the dedication and is hurt more than Luka is.
But there's no way that's the whole story. There's just no way, and you know that. So the question is what
then
is...
Then I'll wait for it to come out.
But it won't. It's not going to come out. So, and I would imagine it won't come out because all the parties, including Pelinka, are making sure that it doesn't. Because Nico called, from what I read, Nico, the only guy he called is Pelinka.
That's the part that I think is weird.
Another part of this. I think that's even the weirder thing. I'm guessing somewhere in there, Luka said, dude, I know I'm up for the Supermax, but you guys have pissed me off right and left. You say I'm this, you say I'm that. I just got you to the finals. F you. I am going to sniff around in free agency. Okay, even if he just said that,
yeah.
Okay? Nico's got to go back and go, well, dude, we might lose this guy and get nothing. So what do we do? Do we move? We don't like how he handles himself anyway. Yeah. So why don't we just move him now?
Know,
now, the only thing that I don't even have a conspiracy theory on, I cannot explain why they wouldn't shop around.
Yeah.
They only called Pelinka and told Pelinka to shut up about it.
Every GM in the league is coming out right now and saying, basically through their sources, that we would have offered so much more than this.
And wouldn't a logical explanation to that be that Luka said, all right, you son of a bitch, get me to L.A.? Wouldn't that make sense?
Well, that's what Dame did, and guess what? He didn't end up in Miami. The days of being able to pick where you go with the second apron and all that, that's kind of dead.
I don't agree with
that. I'm sorry. All I know is Nico Harrison, his legacy is going to be one of three things. One, the dumbass couldn't get Steph Curry's name right and botched the deal to Nike. He refused to pay Jalen Brunson $55 million over 4 years. Great move. And by the way, you just gutted a generational player that had just taken you to the NBA Finals that was 25 years old. I'm sorry, dude, that dude is a dumbass and might go down as the worst move in NBA history.
I would agree with that statement. I don't think he's a dumbass. I think he had to do it. And I think he made a calculated risk to do it, and we'll never know why. But I just don't think anybody in the league makes that move without having to.
Yeah.
I mean, he was held over a barrel. This is what stars do. And I do think, so Lillard is way different than Luka. Those to me are two different, especially at Lillard's age. The Blazers didn't send him to Miami because Miami didn't have what they wanted in return. It turns out that the Lakers did.
Really?
Or
that's what you wanted?
Well, I think that's the best. I think Nico looked at this and went, my God, at least we got something. This is a bad situation he was put in, I'm guessing. And I don't know if Luka said just L.A. or nothing, but it's pretty clear that guy isn't going to trade Luka Doncic without knowing Luka was 1 foot out the door.
Yeah.
So we'll never know.
Nico's also been known to, like, he has a love affair of Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And his idea is he's gotten Kyrie back on the straight and narrow. And so you can have Kyrie, your star point guard, and now you have Anthony Davis, your star big. That was how you used to win a title.
Aging superstars.
Yeah. Hey,
with attitude and injury problems, and put them all together and see what happens.
If your star has you over a barrel, yes, that's what you have to do. At least he bought 2-3 years. I mean, he could have gone young, which that's probably would have been the better option, and opened it up and let people pay you a billion picks for Luka.
All I know is when you have to try to get ahead of a situation and nobody, and I mean no one, is on your side, you done screwed up.
Say again? What?
Nico is coming out and trying to spin
he
this.
He looks terrible.
And he looks like an absolute ass clown, and there's not a single person in that league defending him.
No.
That means you've stepped in it.
Of course he stepped in it, but I don't think he had a choice. If it comes out that he had a choice and they were fine with, and Luka was fine staying there, and they were going to sign Luka to the Supermax, and that's the trade that he pulled off for Luka, and there's no other explanation, if that's true, dude.
Well,
dumbest guy in NBA history.
But look at the deal.
And so I get why people are saying
even
that.
Even if he had to go, look at the deals that happened, like with Minnesota, right? And for Karl-Anthony Towns, and look at the deals that happened for Gobert, and look at the deals that happened for Kevin Durant. And none of them, look at Anthony Davis, none of them can sniff Luka's jock. Yeah. And you got Anthony Davis and
again,
a one?
Maybe he said Lakers are bust.
I guess.
You know, again, the stars run everything in this league. So there's another... out in Dallas, there's actually a pretty juicy conspiracy theory floating around about this, because even there, they're like, we don't know what happened. What's going on? And we'll tell you about that one next. Here's Will.
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
On 1080 The Fan.
Hey, did you hear that promo for that radio show?
Hot Shredding Talk?
During our show? It was a promo for our show.
Who picked that promo?
During our show.
Basically, there's a rotator, and I don't get to pick what plays out of the rotator. So even if I delete it, it goes back to that same ad.
Do you think that it's wise to have a promo for our show during our show?
I don't know.
Or do you think it's better to have a promo for other shows that people aren't listening to or maybe don't know about during our show?
There was one of those, believe it or not, for a different show.
No, I'm just asking for a friend. I mean, I don't care.
I just find it odd that someone thought our hot paper shredding conversation was promo worthy, but again, above my pay grade.
Why so look for porn, Dan. Porn.
You clearly don't listen to our promos.
No.
Very often.
No, I don't.
All right. Well, we're talking about Luka. He has been dealt. He is now a Laker. Mm-hmm. And F the stupid Lakers for falling up again.
I know. It's just...
And now the post-LeBron Laker era is set.
Yeah, there's this idea. LeBron has been saying forever that this is Anthony Davis's team, but no one in L.A. ever bought that. And now, whenever LeBron decides to retire because he's immortal, oh, yeah. By the way, you've got a 25, year-old MVP-type player that just willed a very average Dallas Mavericks team to the NBA Finals last year. So, yes, welcome to being a Laker fan. It just... Lakers and Dodgers, just it's unbelievable. The rest of there's no reason for the rest of the NBA and just the sporting world to collectively not just want to gag over this. And by the way, you call no one else? Like, you're like, we got to get rid of Luka Doncic. We only call the Lakers.
I know who to call.
Call my friend Rob Pelinka.
Do you think that that will breed the NBA conspiracy theorists that they want the Lakers to remain good after LeBron, so just, that's why, like, they traded him to L.A.?
I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but if I was, I do think it's interesting that two friends from 20 years ago secretly got behind, like, for the last 3 weeks, and it leaked out to no one, and you made the most lopsided, dumbass trade in NBA history. Yeah, I would say that that's pretty. If this was a fantasy football league, no commissioner would let this go down. If this was this is two friends in a fantasy football league, or I guess, you know, fantasy basketball, I'm assuming that's the thing, but fantasy football obviously has played more, and you were making this swap, no one would allow this to go down. Somewhere, David Stern is like, yeah, remember when you tried to do this with Chris Paul? Yeah, we cho-chopped that ass. But here it just happens, and no one else was involved. It is so bizarre. I was reading today that Utah, who's the third team in this whole thing, they didn't know until a half hour before the deal was finalized who was actually involved. They just knew they were facilitating a deal between Dallas and LA. And when Danny Ainge found out about it, Danny Ainge was like, what? Huh? Even he didn't know. It's malpractice on the part of Nico. And by the way, if Luka is behind all this, then he is playing the greatest game of charades of all time, because his dad is coming out and absolutely blowtorching the Mavericks. The reports were that he was in tears. He just built a $15 million mansion. He cost himself how much money not being able to sign the Supermax anymore? If he really is the one that went to Dallas and was like, there ain't a chance in hell I'm coming back, and the only place I'm going in LA, then that is a unbelievable job of a smokescreen and keeping this thing quiet.
Well, it does happen. But I would say it's less likely that he said, there's no way in hell I'm coming back. But it's more likely that he said, I'm going to go test. I'm going to see what's out there.
Yeah, maybe.
And when he does that, Nico's got a choice to make. It's like, oh, crap. We could lose him for nothing. In which case, I would still say, well, good luck. Try it. Because you still can offer him the Supermax. So you can offer him the most.
Yeah.
Which is like, what, $68 million a year or something like that?
Something like, he would have been the highest paid player in NBA history.
Clearly. I mean, it's very clear at the very least that there was serious friction between the two parties.
Yes.
Because otherwise they wouldn't have traded him.
Yes, and there's plenty of stories there over the last couple years that they have eliminated everyone around Luka. They were often upset. There was one line. I enjoyed this one. There was one line from a Mavericks executive that was like, how on earth do you play 40 minutes a night and gain weight? But, like,
well, it's true.
I understand that they want him at 245. He plays closer to 255, sometimes 260, 265. Dude, he's a five-time, he's been in the league 5 years. He's a five-time All-NBA player that just took you to the finals.
Yeah, no one's going to argue that. Again, this is where I go back. There's no way they're trading him, even with all the problems, unless they felt like they had to. And it is also,
Jalen Brunson then, too?
Well, hold on. It doesn't add up to me that if he was, so apparently there's this thing that Luka was unhappy there because they got rid of everybody that he liked, right? Yeah. But yet he's so upset that they traded him?
Yeah.
That doesn't add up. So obviously it takes two to tango, and I'm not saying it's all Nico or it's all Luka, but clearly behind the scenes there is something between them that was it was broken.
Yeah.
And who's to blame for that? Or, you know, could Nico have fixed it? Should he have gone a different route? We'll never know. Although somebody did say on the text line, they said, I find it hard to believe we'll never know because his reputation is staked upon this. Eventually, we are going to know, and we might.
Yeah.
Maybe Nico will write a book or something and tell you the real story of why he had to trade Luka. But I cannot be convinced that he just traded Luka.
Yeah.
There is something more going on. We just don't know what it is yet. Now, here's the rumor. And somebody on the Vancouver Ford text line texted this in. But I had heard this too. In Dallas, the thing that they're talking about, one of the things that they're talking about, because nobody can make sense of it there either, is that the new ownership group, remember, Cube sold.
Yeah.
He's a minority owner now.
And Cube's ridiculed this too, kind of.
Yeah. Well, he loved Luka.
Yeah.
But you also wonder if, you know, there's a thing about this with Cubes is like, did he get out of it because of Luka? Or, you know what I mean? Like, maybe Luka's behavior or whatever is going on with Luka drove Cuban to be like, you know what? I'm selling. Who knows why? Because that was kind of a weird sale. If we're being honest, why did Cuban all of a sudden just up and sell his majority stake of the Mavs. Now, he's not involved much anymore, they say.
No.
But, of course, they reached out to him for comment, and he was like, dude, there is not a world in anywhere that I would ever have traded Luka.
No.
So he wasn't involved in this.
No.
But it's interesting. They have new ownership, and the scuttle is that they want a new arena and a casino there in Dallas, and they are starting to realize that it is not going to happen for them, and this was a purpose pitch from them to shake the money loose from the tree.
Wow. I mean,
In that case, it would be, Nico, here's what we're doing, and here's what we want you to do.
Yeah, this is what we're doing.
And he can't say that.
Yeah.
So that's just a rumor, but...
It just feels like, whether you're right, whether the conspiracy theory going on, it just, nothing makes sense. And for someone that I tend to follow a very logical path of, there's usually a real sensible reason for most of these, and I just can't see it here. And no one else can either. I keep reading all these articles waiting for someone to kind of connect the dots, and no one really has. So you're right. Maybe there's some sort of thing that years down the road comes out, the casino thing or whatever.
To me, it is sensible that if they felt like they weren't going to get him back, they would try to get something for him now. That to me is actually sensible. I don't know if it's right or if that's what happened, but that is a sensible explanation for why they would have traded him. I mean,
then you got the worst haul in the history of hauls for
one of the three
best players in the NBA.
What that doesn't do is answer the question of why you didn't shop around.
Yes,
but that's where Nico comes back, and I listened to his comments, and he basically just said, as Will said, he always loved Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And his I can also see his thinking, if he is thinking, okay, we have to trade Luka, well, I'm going to get him to L.A. because I have a good relationship with Plinkett, and I think I can get Anthony Davis. That at least keeps us in a window for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I can see that line of thinking, too, as opposed to all of the, going around shopping.
You didn't take L.A.'s other first, though?
No. Again, I'm not saying he's the greatest GM. I just think he wouldn't do this unless he had to. So we'll get to more of that coming up a little bit later. We have our stock watch coming up. And Chip Kelly.
Yes.
Got traded.
For a lot of money.
I mean, what is going on? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
On 1080, The Fan.
The Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. John Bertrand is saying that if the casino rumor is true, why would you trade your star? That doesn't make sense. Dallas would then suck. Well, I think that's the whole idea. The whole idea with the Adelsons, I was just reading a little bit more about this. Is it the Adelsons, the Vegas people that bought Cuban's majority stake in the Mavs?
Yes.
They are not sports people. They don't care. What they did with the Mavs is a means to an end. Apparently, they want to build a giant...
arena and casino.
Resort casino. And they believe that they can... They've been spending a bunch of money with Texas lawmakers to try to change the laws in Texas to get this built. They believe Texas is the next big... I don't know if they're thinking Vegas, but the Adelsons are from Vegas.
Yeah.
That's the next big gambling mecca. Okay. And they want to start in Dallas. Well, they are not making any headway with that. And so the idea with trading Luka is they are going to then, their next move in this battle is to threaten to move the Mavs to Vegas because Vegas is ready for a team. And they can't do that if the Mavs have Luka and everybody loves the Mavs in Dallas and they're going to the finals every year. So again, this is just I don't know how, it's a rumor. Okay. That's really all. I mean, there may be some fire to it, some smoke to it based on the people that report there, because you're seeing it from some credible people in Dallas that it is the casino thing. We know that is a thing. They're trying to get that done. Now, this idea that they traded Luka in order to help them do that, that's speculation. But that could be the case, because if the Mavs suck and continue to suck, the Adelsons can say, well, we'll just move him to Vegas. And then, of course, I don't think the NBA would ever allow that to happen.
They won't. And the reason why
But they can threaten it.
They can threaten it. But the owners would never approve it, because they're saying that when the NBA does expand to Vegas— not only are they going to make them pay the expansion fee, but they're going to make them pay up the you-know-what because it's Vegas. Some people are saying that could be a $7 billion to $8 billion buy-in to get a team to Vegas. And that money gets distributed to the other owners, and no owners are going to let someone waltz in and move their team from Dallas into Vegas and cost themselves splitting the pot of $7 or $8 billion. I do enjoy the fact that the NBA is like, oh, you'd like a team in Vegas. Yes, you will pay the $3 to $4 billion expansion fee, and then we'll double it because you're going to Vegas.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop the Adelsons from trying to get what they want.
Yeah.
And that's what those, you know what I mean?
And you do have to remember, like what you said, apparently they are not basketball people. They don't care at all. In fact, Nico said that when he took it to the ownership, they were like, what? Well, we trust you. So that's the other one, too, is it kind of sounds like you have a bit of a Jody Allen absentee landlord situation.
Mm-hmm. With different interests.
With different interests. And you've got a guy there that, you know, maybe just kind of doing whatever the hell he wants without anyone really paying much attention other than, I don't know, can you make me understand it? Oh, sure, fine, here, sign off on it.
And, yeah, someone else said, you know, Nico's a certified moron and it's that simple. You know, very well may be that simple. Yeah,
and we'll find out.
I don't buy that.
We'll find. As you said, if Anthony Davis gets hurt or whatever, this thing falls, you know, flat on its face and in 2 or 3 years it's a laughing stock, then, you know, he's out of a job and probably never gets another one, so...
Well, the other thing, too, we haven't mentioned, and somebody else mentioned that, too, is and we alluded to it, but, you know, an issue with Luka. Maybe the issue with Luka is not correctable. You know, maybe he has something going on that they know about that they can't say, that everybody on the inside knows about, and to them, it's untenable.
Could be.
I mean, there are rumors to that effect.
The idea that, and this is a line that came out from management there is, how do you gain weight playing 40 minutes a night? And there is the infamous one of Nico taking the beer out of Luca's hands.
Yep.
Oh, look.
I think it was Finley.
Was it Finley?
Finley took the beer.
I thought it was Nico. But
it was
maybe
right after I think
it was getting to the finals.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And he's
drinking a beer.
And they went
and Michael Finley took it out of his hand because the cameras were there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, well, I mean, he's just celebrating, making the finals.
Yeah.
But perhaps that would lead some to believe that there was a bigger issue with booze that Finley knew about.
Well, and maybe that is...
And so maybe could be it. As somebody else would just say, there's something going on. We just don't know what it is. And maybe we will find out, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
All right. Chip Kelly is headed to the NFL, and he will now be the highest paid NFL assistant.
Speaking of things that I don't understand.
We didn't... Yes. Yeah, this one. We didn't see this coming either.
Nope.
But yet it's the second most shocking thing of the weekend in sports.
Yeah, this one is this one's odd too.
Besides the hot video of Marshall Manning in his arm.
The what?
Well, you haven't seen what's coming out of the Pro Bowl? There's only one video from the Pro Bowl.
Can't believe you watched the Pro Bowl.
Well, I didn't. All I saw was one viral video from Pro Bowl festivities, and it's of a freaking 12-year-old.
No, I didn't see this.
Peyton's kid.
Oh, no.
Slings the rock.
I didn't see this.
The next arch.
I've tried to block out the Pro Bowl. I did see some guys diving into a big foam pit. I saw that.
All right. We'll be right back with hour two of our program on The Fan.